Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Talk about the story of the Dream Center for those who don't even know about its inception and how it first started.
You know, I always tell people that the Dream Center is one of the great, one of God's great change of plans within my own life. You know, when I came here, I thought I was going to pastor a church and I was going to show up and preach great sermons and people were going to come and, you know, hear me preach because I had a word to give, but when I got here, that dream died. I was 20 years of age, and nobody wanted to come and, you know, hear a 20-year-old preacher, which I don't blame them. And so my church went down from 18 to 2 people in 6 months. And so, you know, sometimes we can be so addicted to the 5-year plan that we could miss the one moment in our life that could ultimately change our life. And I had it all figured out. I wanted 300 people in my church in 5 years. But then when I walked around the park and saw young boys up against police cars being arrested, and I saw hurting people, homeless families, people everywhere, just laying around in the park. That night, God spoke to me. He said, I want you to die to your 5-year dream, and I want you to start living to the cause that I have for you now. And I said, what does that mean? He says, to seek and to save that which is lost. I'm going to start putting things in your hand, and you just use whatever I put in your hand to make a difference. It started with 3 food bags and a little old desk that I moved on the sidewalk outside the first little church building that we inherited, so I would study for my sermons and move the desk and give out 3 bags of food. That's why you can never despise the day of small beginnings. You can never say, well, you know, I have just such a little to give in my community or my neighborhood. It's not enough. You know, when I get something big, then I'll do something. But, you know, Susie, it's never been about the when I, then I. It's just about being available now. And little did I realize that 3 food bags would turn into one little apartment unit where we start taking in people that have drug addictions. And now, 20 years later, I'm actually looking at the Hollywood sign as I'm talking to you, and in a 400,000-square-foot hospital called the Dream Center, where 700 people live in this building, human trafficking victims, homeless families, runaway teenagers, you name it, it's all here on a weekly basis. But it's been a 20-year dream, and I always tell people when your dream hits rock bottom, your dream is not destroyed in rock bottom. Sometimes your dream has to go to rock bottom so that God can recreate it into what it was meant to be.
I love that. And what's so amazing about that is sometimes we have these 5-year plans and they seem so, you know, elaborate, but you step back and go, if God was to show you his 20-year plan, I mean, it's absolutely amazing what he has done. And Caroline, when you've been on before, you talked about how you had this passion to make a difference and you became a volunteer at the Dream Center. Talk about when you went from volunteering to really becoming integrated with a life of what's going on there, how that happened.
Well, you know, for a long time, as I looked at our very broken world, and I was kind of overwhelmed, and, you know, I found myself crying out to God one night, asking him why he was allowing everything that I saw around me happening. But God opened my eyes when he said, you know, Caroline, I sent my son Jesus for the sin that you see so that there'd be hope for redemption. I sent my son Jesus for the healing that needs to take place. In my word, I've guaranteed you success, and in my word, I've promised to protect and to provide everything that you need. So why are you letting it happen?